Hey guys, hello and welcome to another episode of Talk and Grill podcast. It's a beautiful day to be alive. How are you doing? And how was your weekend? Well, mine was great. So, if you are these students who have always had to choose between being punctual to class and being apt at your workplace, or you are this type of multitasking junkie, or kind of person who, you know, see everything overwhelming and, you know, gets frustrated at some point, this episode is particularly for you, because we're going to be talking about time management tips that will help you maximize your productivity. So listen to the end. Hey there, I am Emmanuel Hash and this is Talk and Grill, a lifestyle podcast of premium entertainment where we discuss topics that add value to your everyday life. Enjoy every episode. Hey guys, welcome back. So still on time management tips that will help you maximize your productivity, I would like to first say that the ability to do the right thing, at the right time, and of course at the right place, is a precious attribute as an individual. So you can have a pile of to-do lists and still enjoy leisure on the same day, compared to someone who just have little tasks and still see everything as overwhelming. And you know, so it's all about time management. That is why it is always good to prioritize your time management. So regardless of what you do, who you are, or how busy you get in a day, or on the norms now, there are tips for time management that can help you maximize your productivity at work, in school, or at home. And that is what this podcast is all about. This particular episode, rather, it's all about. So the first thing, number one, is to list your time wasters. You should ask yourself, what are those things that, of course, they are, as individuals, we have things that are actually wasting our time, but we don't look into it, we don't consider it. So you should ask yourself, what are those things that actually waste your time in a day? It is good to outline them and keep them nearby. For example, I would not like to give a perfect example because people are different. You know, we all have different life and schedules that actually and things that waste our time. But you know, sometimes watching those TikToks and cats videos actually takes your time, and you don't get to know until you start getting all busy and overwhelming. So the first thing you want to do is to list your time wasters and make sure you cut them off from your daily routine to concentrate more on things that are actually more important. So after that, you set daily goals with reminders. This is a very effective step to take when you are serious about time management that will help you maximize your productivity. For each day, there's a task to accomplish. So listing them out and setting daily goals with reminders will help you actualize them. Now, for a Nigerian, we don't see this as a common thing. We just wake up, you know, get going with our normal day-to-day life. But actually, setting your daily goals, if you cannot set your daily goals, how do you set future goals? You can see. So you have to, on a daily basis, set your goals with reminders. This will help you to stay organized, to stay focused on what you want to achieve for that particular day. This is more like a business-like mind. If you are able to set a goal for a particular day, that explains pretty much how disciplined you will be for setting long-term goals and staying by them. Yeah, keeping them and seeing that you actually realize them. So you can use apps like the Google Calendar to set reminder to notify you when you are actually lagging behind on the time you've allocated for this individual task. So listing your time wasters and making sure you cut them off from your daily routine, as well as setting your daily goals with reminders, actually helps you to manage your time and maximize your productivity. But that is not all. You need to complete most important tasks first. Now, I understand that the usual, you know, the usual way now, come on, it is always easy to, you know, start the day with the easiest tasks. And, okay, let's say you have to, okay, in your to-do list, you have to hit the gym, you have to reply emails, you have to attend classes, you have to, you know, attend to customers and things like that. We often try to, you know, just attend to the easier tasks first, and this is not really effective, and I'll tell you why. Now, when you begin to accomplish your easy tasks for the day, it becomes really difficult towards the end to accomplish those huge and important tasks, you understand? So eventually you may avoid those huge projects, and that is not good. And it can even become stressful. But when you accomplish the important tasks first in the day, everything can now run smoothly because they will now be easy to do. It is always effective to complete most important tasks first in the day. This also goes a long way on, and of course on the long run, if you have a project at hand, of course, easy projects and important ones, it is always advised to get on with the hard project. Then after that, you can now run smoothly handling the less important project. Lastly and most importantly is to quit multitasking. Let's face it, a very huge myth that most people carry around is that we humans, we are so versatile to multitask. Come on, your brain... A study shows that our brain is not efficient for multitasking. It is good to focus on a particular thing and finish it, then jump to the other, than multitasking, because you won't be efficient at it. So you cannot be efficient when you are multitasking. That is just the truth. So if you have a lot of tasks to do in a day, part of the time management tips that can help you maximize your productivity is to quit multitasking. When you quit multitasking, you realize that you tend to attend to more tasks in a day than you actually do when multitasking. At the end of the day, they don't become efficient. It's just like you want to empty five buckets of water now. You just empty little from each. You start doing it consecutively. It takes more time than when you just, you know, pour out one bucket, move to the next one, pour out the next bucket. That's how things works when it comes to time management. So you need to quit multitasking. Seriously, it takes more time. When I got to realize that multitasking actually takes more time, I cut out some time wasters, like I've mentioned earlier, and I focused on maximizing my time. So those are the tips that can help you to maximize your productivity as regards time management. I hope you have learned a lot from this episode. We have come to the end of this particular episode, and we've been able to look into the tips that actually help us to maximize our productivity as regards time management. Do subscribe to this podcast to get updated with latest episodes. Talk and Grill is a lifestyle podcast of self-improvement where we dish out topics that add value to your everyday life. I remain your host, Emmanuel Ash, and do have a nice day. Bye.